Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I am your host, Rei Trujillo, and thank you all for being here on this beautiful day in August, the year 2024, August 10th. And it's always a pleasure and a privilege to be here with all of you, light workers, truth seekers, wisdom keepers, and those that are seeking additional insight and finding a sense of community and the kindred spirit connection that, regardless of whatever walk of life, whatever background, whatever our preferences and beliefs, that we find a commonality that we all share together in the semblance of unity, love, and empowerment, especially in these most trying times. And you've heard, in essence, the attributes of that we are living in biblical times, right? And there is so much truth to that. And that is why I always commonly refer to as the Twilight Zone as a reference, or as Hal Lindsey would say, Satan's time is alive and well here on planet Earth. And there's so much truth to that, as Carl Sagan would say, that the demon-haunted world that we reside in. And the show is for everyone and to ignite positivity. Yet I have to be so honest, as always, with my authentic self, that when you do walk the path in the spiritual essence, and you walk the path of truth seeking and enlightenment, and to learn, to evolve, to progress, and to transform, that is the most imperative aspect, to have the foundation of truth. And if we don't have truth, and if everything else is thrown at a lie, a facade, an illusion, then everything else that sequentially is built on top of that lie, then it's null and void. And then we have to start all over again. So that is why I speak of such things that may be deemed and perceived as negative or dark. And some people may say that's a lower vibrational frequency. However, there is, on the contrary, when you have the spectrums, the yin and the yang, when you speak of the forces of darkness, the forces of the lower vibrational fields that love to feed off of sadness, decay, depression, fear, anxiousness, paranoia, and all of the subsets that are, I would say, the influences and the symptoms of these sadnesses, the symptoms of the lack, the symptoms of discord and chaos, the symptoms that we all have experienced. If you are alive here on planet Earth today, every single one of you, no matter what life you've had, we can all have a common denominator where we've experienced all of the above. But the difference is to stay in that lower vibrational frequency and rise up from it. And if you notice that, yes, there are times where something is so perilous, something is so horrifically tragic, and it's so traumatic that it takes such a long time to recover. And then there's always, it takes a village. Sometimes people have the path alone where they have no one to help them. Sometimes people have a ton of people around to help them, but it's up to the person themselves to accept that, and the will and the power and the strength and the tenacity and the intrepid nature of the self to say, I'm going to do this on my own, even if I don't have help. Or if I have a trove of people helping me, I'm going to take advantage of the help that's been opportuned to me, that's been afforded to me through various degrees of help. And so it is up to the self to really ascertain what is best for the self in aspects of transformation, and to stay down. And I recognize that there are those that are, unfortunately, clinically depressed and clinically ill, with much, mental dysfunction that is truly a harbinger of their own where they're trying to really work through it and manage it, navigate it. And I have compassion and love and understanding and empathy for all of those. And I know that that's not the easiest to endure and to manage. But what I'm being reflective with right now is that when we're having the symptoms, when we see things that are so ruinous, when we see animal cruelty, when we see what happens to human beings on planet Earth by the hand of a fellow human being on planet Earth, when we see the chaos and the destruction all around us, and when we see those that are in their, I would say, their self-absorbed pathology, and many commonly throw around the term that narcissism, but that is casually thrown about often, too often. And so, in essence, it comes down to that we have been raped in the mind. We have been subjected to so much infiltration. We have been through the, I would say, like almost like a mass hypnosis, yes. And many of you may have heard this already, a formation psychosis, mass formation psychosis. And so when we are enduring what's controlled around us, are controlled around our environment, we are gifted by God, Heavenly Father, or Buddha, or whoever is what you align with, the universe, the cosmos. We are gifted with the sovereignty where we have autonomy over our mind, body, soul, spirit, and we have choices. And the mind is a powerful, powerful, super powerful aspect. Not only is it within our brain and the constructs, but our intellect, our energy, where we are three in one, where we have the Holy Spirit, let's say, Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, if that's what you ascribe to. And if not, then in the universal cosmic frequency, where we have the elements, where we have the Trinity within ourselves, mind, body, spirit, right? So we have our mind, our intellect, and the energizing aspect of our spirit and our soul's DNA memories. We have so much of that consciousness, our Christ consciousness, our Buddha consciousness, our cosmic consciousness. And so when we behold that freedom and the will of ourself, and then God has granted us free will, where we have the choice to make our own decisions in the natural world, separate from being governed and tyrannized and the Orwellian 1984 Animal Farm frequencies in which have been inserted upon us and which have been propagandized, and also the subconscious psychological subjugation that we've been enduring for so long. And truly, we have been gaslit as a society and telling us that no, what you're seeing is not reality. This is the reality, and that 2 plus 2 equals 5, not 4, but it equals 4. Mathematics is proven and factual. It's like blood work, it doesn't lie, right? But no, 2 plus 2 equals 5. Actually, rather, you know what? We changed the rules today, it equals 7. So when I speak of all of this and the rape of the mind, the attack upon our mind, the attack upon our soul and our intellect, our spirit, our heart, our emotions, where the goal is to train us and to condition us all to be less empathetic. In the natural world, yes, there's competitiveness, there's, territorial conquests. There's so much in this world, this earth, civilization, tribes. It's in our DNA where the strongest win, and that we have to care for those that need help, the innocent, right? So our children, our elderly, those that have disadvantages and disabled, to commune together, to help one another, to love one another, to truly honor thy neighbor and honor thy family and our soul groups in the, so many respective ways. Yet there's been so much division that has been created over many, many, many years. Over, we could even say, a couple hundred years and more. We could go back in time through different aspects of civilization. We could go into slavery. We could go into, land theft. We could go into the onslaught, the slaughter of so many innocent people throughout the ages. But at this present moment in our modern day civilization, in our most modern times, right now in the year 2024, everything from the last, let's say, 200 years to 100 years has been planned out. And yes, we are blessed with innovation, technology. We are blessed with the gifts of so much of the advancements. But one thing that remains so primitive, though, in the eyes and the minds and the, I would say, void of a heart of those that control our world in the ways that Satan wants to control our world. And so those that are aligned with the enemy, the dark one, the illusion of the light bearer, there's a great deal in which we have the catastrophe of we have the inverted realm now. What is good is now seen as bad, and what is nefarious and bad is now seen as, wow, hopefulness, optimism. It's an inverted reality. We are in Twilight Zone, and we have been in a Twilight Zone for quite some time. We go back to, let's go back to 9/11 time frame. Let's go back to before that. Let's go back to JFK. Let's go back to the abomination, the crimes against humanity, the tyranny. Right now, we are in an influx where the light is rising, the love of planet Earth, the love of fellow human beings, where those that you have maintained the custody of your mind, and that you may have been attacked by your family, by your friends, by your colleagues for being congruent with the truth. And again, the truth represents strength. The truth is not competitive. Oh, I'm right, you're wrong. It's more or less a matter of survival. Because when we present and operate from truth, aligned with truth, then we have a clear channel, and that portal expands into sequential exponential truth, and the trajectory has the, yes, one may say the burden of truth. However, the burden of a lie is far greater and full of more obstacles and disadvantages, and you have to start all over once that lie is revealed. And the truth is always revealed at some point. But lies are always exposed. And so that's why when you walk the path of truth, it is not competitive, but it is uncomfortable for people and family members, friends, colleagues, and more. That when you speak the truth and those are uncomfortable to hear the truth, they get defensive. They're not ready for the truth. They're not in their, let's say, mental construct, their spiritual construct. They want to believe that all is well in the world. And yes, there's a time and place where we can focus on, let's stay positive. Yes, let's be in harmony. Let's be with God. Let's be with Buddha. Let's commune with the unicorns. Yes, and I'm all for that. I'm a very positive person. Yet my positivity and the awareness, it's where you must behold at least the acknowledgement that there are nefarious forces, that there are these subjective realities that we are being influenced by. And I know that many of you are already familiar with this, and different people have different ways of speaking about this. But my point is that knowing that there's darkness in the world, knowing that there has been chaos historically and darkness, enslavement of all kinds, lies and treachery and treason of all kinds, slaughter and discord of all kinds, war. We can't denounce that, yes, when we have faith, we persevere. It increases our strength, it increases our power, and it raises our immune system to be optimistic, positive. Yet, the beauty of it is to transcend knowing that there's darkness, knowing that there are forces against us. And when we have forces against us that are even in the form of our fellow mankind, that is supposed to be for us. And that is why when God is for us, who can be against us? And so when you see what happened to Donald Trump on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, you see the miracle, the hand of the Holy Spirit, of the angelic realm, the Blessed Mother Mary, the cosmic frequency, the force, the cosmic protection, the Holy Spirit hedge of protection. And many of you may not have a feeling, or you do have a feeling in one way or another, yet I'm just speaking of the context of the circumstance and the situation at hand, that we all witnessed a miracle. We all witnessed Satan's hand at play through a myriad of sequences and actions and non-actions, purposeful. The intention was to make Donald Trump vulnerable to all that wanted to take and seize this as an opportunity to annihilate him from our planet Earth, where CNN, who never ever films and is present at a rally, they wanted to see and show President Donald Trump just like our JFK. And so when you see God at hand, and unfortunately, yes, amazing, beautiful people perish all the time in different circumstances. And we did lose people at that rally. We lost a beautiful gentleman, a firefighter, a fa father, and a husband, Corey Comprator. And we have injured people who, as well, but we are in the state of war. However, the wars are, whether it's within our own minds, within our own spirits, what we struggle with, what we observe, and then seeing it right before our very eyes in the callousness, the darkness, the planning, the evil plotting. And we see so much of the goodness of people. That gentleman, he hovered over his family to protect them, and he died. He was shot in the back of the head. So you see the goodness aligned with the darkness, but there's always hope no matter what. There's always hope no matter what. And to see that, and to see Donald Trump rise like a phoenix from near death, just millimeters away from death, and the angle in which his head was turned. And many of I don't mean to be preaching to the choir or anything, but in the miracle of the darkness and the faces of evil, the faces of evil, God wins. And so when we see that, and we see Donald Trump rise from the ashes in that way, which is not even metaphorical. The symbolism is truth. It was tangible right there and rising to say, fight, fight, fight. I mean, in that stream of consciousness to show us all, whatever we may believe in or not, in any way, that something miraculous happened. I believe that, of course, God and the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, and the guardian angels, of course, were there. That's what my belief is. But my belief doesn't have to match your belief. But we all can't deny that something transformative, something empowering, something miraculous occurred right before our very eyes. And now that we're approaching about a month now since that event, so much has changed. Yes, so much has transpired. And we're not always, sometimes we think, well, we're safe now. Now we can proceed. Well, the key is to be proactive into the prayer, into the positive energy, into affirming, into the raising of the spectrum, raising to align with the powers that be in the higher spiritual realm, to raise oneself with the Holy Council, to pray for all of humanity, to pray for all those that need help and to need enlightenment in so many ways. Because when you're a spiritual being here on planet Earth, and we're all spiritual beings, regardless of our background, regardless of where we're starting, there are many people who are atheists that never believed in anything, and but there's still a spirit within them, even if they don't believe it. There's still a spiritual being, because whenever you here inhabit this planet Earth, you are blessed with a soul, whether you believe in it or not. And so the fulfillment and the belonging, where you have that inner knowing. So perhaps let's go into the pragmatism, the logic, where you don't believe in spirit, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Buddha, you don't believe in anything. You just believe that when we're born, we live, we die, and we turn to dirt, we turn to dust. But then we can go into the elements, that you become one with the elements, that you become one with Mother Nature, with Earth. And everything has a memory. And scientifically, there's a science, of course, to energy. That where does energy go? We still can't solve where consciousness goes. Where does consciousness go when we depart our physical body? And yes, there are studies in the soul, perhaps may weigh 21 grams. At the exact moment of departation, the exact moment of leaving planet Earth from your physical vessel, that you lose 21 grams. And this is not bodily fluids, this is not excrement. It's literally 21 grams. How is that to be? How specific is that? And then we can get into numerology, that that equals three, and that's a master number. The totality, the trinity, right? Mind, body, spirit. Mind, body, spirit. There's a lot to that, right? And so when we go into the realm of, if one is an atheist, if one is agnostic, if one is, formerly they really believed in God, but now they're an atheist because of personal reasons that they felt betrayed. But in this world, we will be betrayed by other humans. We will be betrayed by the dark forces that lie to us. It's never God or Buddha or the positivity of love and light and the power of that that betrays us. It's our fellow human man that betrays us all the time. We think of the times of like Judah, right? 30 pieces of silver, ultimate betrayal. And Jesus himself had the foresight and knew and even declared, "You will betray me. You will betray me. Not just once, not just twice, three times. You will betray me." And but that betrayal was part of the plan. And unfortunately, and when I say part of the plan, I'm not speaking in, oh, the plan and everything is okay. No, I'm not speaking in that way. But there are such plans of the divine plan, God's plan, your soul's plan, your soul's destination, your soul's journey. And so when you are a spiritual being, and you are a spiritual being, if you're here on planet Earth, you are a spiritual being with the potential to be even more so spiritual. And your true home is in the heart of God, the heart of the heavens, the heart of the cosmos, the heart of the celestial kingdom. And there's so many beautiful planet systems that we have and lived through, that God's created, that we feel aligned with. And when we wonder, where do I belong here on planet Earth? But we see the miracles around us, and we also see the decay. It's really hard sometimes to orient ourselves and say, well, God must love me so much because look, he's taking care of me. Or the contrary, well, God must hate me because look, I have a miserable life. My child was taken from me, let's say, right? All of these examples that people go through. And then you have people where their child was taken, but they say, I know that God didn't do this to me, correct? So I'm just speaking across the board. But it is only normal for us to have these impartations at times like, wow, I feel like I don't belong. I want to belong. I want to belong to a realm in which I feel I truly coalesce with, that I am congruent with, that I have a symbiosis with. And if we feel at times foreign in our existence, reminding ourselves that your inner awareness, that you belong to a greater fulfillment, to a greater belonging, and that when you're drifting away from a certain self-awareness and the self-awareness of God, of the frequency, of the positive energy, of the cosmos, of the universe, God, Goddess, universe. Well, this is the time right now to really, 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 even more so than ever before, truly find what works for you that is of positivity, love, and light. And just immerse yourself with that serenity of your prayer, the serenity of your affirmations, the serenity of your journaling, the serenity of your manifestation, the serenity of your rituals that are of love and light, and no harm is done unto any. And when you have these positive intentions where no harm is done to anyone, when you put God, Goddess, the universe first, you find your personal home into the heart of God, into the heart of the divine, into the heart of your own mirror, the sacred mirror that's reflective of everything that you possess. And so when you allow, let's say, the busyness of life, when you bring in the chaos, right? We see ruin, chaos, we see unnecessary control of the mind that results in these, I would say, sociopathically. It's definitely an output of a great deal of like sociopathic symptoms, I'd say. I mean, a homeless man. An innocent homeless man in New York in a laundromat, sleeping, minding his own business, gets stabbed. It was just 2 nights ago, at 1 in the morning, stabbed in Bronx. And I mean, you see this all the time, but it's increasing ever more so. And think about all the instances in which we don't hear about. In which the media, of course, likes to hide, and everything's okay, folks. Everything's fine. You've heard this, look left when you're supposed to look right, or nothing to see here. And it's a common, unfortunate aspect of what we are being lied to and exposed to, and the brainwashing, the subjectivity in which our minds are being taken over. And that's why we have to literally proceed with the truth, proceed with the will, and proceed with that there are dark forces alive and well on planet Earth. Yet God wins, we win, the universe wins, the cosmic consciousness wins, the Christ consciousness wins, the Buddha consciousness wins. When we align, we transcend and surpass that, then we can have in that absolution of ourselves that we can see through the veil, we can see through the degradation, the ruin, and see through the tyranny that we are experiencing. And when you turn on the light, everything starts to make sense. Everything can be so nauseating and overwhelming. And wow, why are we even here? Why are we even alive? What is the point of being alive? Why would God let this happen? Why would God let this happen? Why would God let an innocent homeless man be stabbed, slipping in his own blood? He might be still in stable condition, but why would God let animals get slaughtered and murdered, and babies, and what happens to babies and children, and the whole thing? I could go on and on. Why do elderly get abused? Why does everything in this world happen, right? Why is there so much? It's because we have free will. We have the spiritual warfare. This is our school of Earth, where we can either choose to rise ourselves up, raise our awareness with the truth, align with that, and embrace our superpower of positivity to really deflect anything that is negative, where we know negativity exists, where we know that the satanic forces are taking over all the time, where we know that if we give in to that dark feeling, where we can be aware, but if we give in to the dark feeling, the darkness wins because they love to entreat upon depression, trauma, panic, chaos, anxiety. That is when they love to attach themselves. The entities love. And we wonder why, right? People wonder, well, the interdimensional beings right now and the extraterrestrials, they know what's going on here. All of them know what's going on here, the interdimensional beings. And you have the positive and the negative. Yes, anywhere you go, it is just the way that life is when we're not in the heavenly celestial kingdom realms. When we're here on planet Earth, it's the third dimension realm. And we have to power up to transcend our frequencies, which they have tried to stop us from alchemizing and ascending into the fourth and fifth dimensions. Because when you raise your superpower, when you raise your faith in yourself, when you raise your awareness, when you raise your faith in God, the spirit realm, the angelic realm, the celestial realm, the cosmic realm, the universal realm, where, wow, there are beautiful powers that far transcend this dimensional plane. That is when you win, because the darkness detests that. The darkness wants us to be in a state of frozenness, numbness. The darkness loves the Pollyannas of the world because there's nothing to see, there's nothing to do. But the Pollyannas of the world, unfortunately, just prefer to have that where they don't want to see anything. And that's their own prerogative. That's their choice. That's their free will. But when you encounter the darkness, it's your choice. Because everyone deserves compassion on planet Earth. Yes. Everyone deserves to sparkle, to shine, to be bold and authentic. But when you go into the place of compassion, where you really look beyond, you go into the place of a human awareness that, like I was saying earlier, in the three-dimensional aspect where we are mind, body, spirit, the Trinity, right? Well, we're both fully human and also fully divine, spiritual being. And if we see through the eyes of compassion, and we go to the place, because we're not doing critique. I'm not being in any way of criticism at all. I'm not making judgments on anyone or anything. I'm truly looking through the lens of the compassion and the beloved soul. And to help champion those that are listening, that when you wonder what is going on, it's like a twilight zone. What is up looks down. What is so inverted? What is good is seemed as evil and bad, and what is evil is perceived as good. And it's a mockery of our sovereignty. It's a mockery. And the dark side loves, because they do believe in karma. The crazy part is that the dark side does believe in God, but they hate God so much because of God's superpower, superpowers, plural, infinite amounts of superpowers. But they always want to show us and to reveal to us, because it's part of their karmic alignment, their karmic duty, that if they expose and give us hints that thereby that it won't be returned. Because when we declare return to sender, we can declare that. We can declare that retribution, the karmic boomerang, karmic retribution, return to sender. So if you're feeling that someone's sending you negative energy, right? Yeah, return to sender. And if someone's sending you love and light, hey, return to sender. If you love me, you're sending me positive love and light and energy, and I don't even know you, and you're halfway across the world, you're Australia. I'm sending you back love and light. I'm returning the sender, right? But if it's the contrary, then okay, fine. I don't elicit anything dark or negative within my soul, but I'll return to sender, good or bad. So, whatever the case may be within the realm of how we interpret ourselves and our soul's alignment, everyone deserves compassion, but returning to sender, whatever it could be. And when we practice self-love, we drop the negative self-talk. We go into that place of self-compassion, that God is love, right? And when God is love, and you're love, and I am love, that we are love in action. Let's say Sharon Tate, love before beauty, right? Something she had stated long ago. And love before beauty. Well, that is absolutely the truth, because yes, we can see beauty all around us, right? In our animals, in our nature kingdom, in our trees. You look at a beautiful hawk. Wow. What a beautiful, beautiful messenger. A beautiful creature of God. We go back into ancient Egyptian times, the god Horus, where in the eye of one side, where the right eye is Sun Ra and the left is the moon and Isis, and you just see historically God's creation. You see all of that beauty. But how did that beauty arise? From love, from God's love, from the universal love for all of us, for all creatures, right? And then we have the darkness that always steps in to re erase that love, to erase that beauty. There's false beauty, there's the illusion of beauty, but it's never truly real. It's manufactured, it's a facade. You see these tower lines, right? You see these, let's say, 5G towers that are fake palm trees, right? I mean, there's so much decay happening on planet Earth. And again, I don't mean to be negative. I'm just speaking the truth. But I'm speaking the truth again to remind you, if you're just stepping on or if you're just hearing this now, is that when you know the truth, it's empowering, it's emboldening, and you can raise the self-awareness and the self-love, and then share that love with your fellow brother and sister. And so when you have the truth within you, you sparkle. You sparkle, you shine, and you take a cue from your historical background. You take a cue from your future self when you have that authenticity and you feel like, what could I do to really trust myself right now and trust my gifts? And when I feel alone in the world, when I feel lonesome here on planet Earth, how can I raise my vibration? How can I align myself with confidence? Well, guess what? Because you are a spiritual being, that God, regardless of your belief in yourself, God chose you to be here in this time, in these biblical times. And whether you're just being born, you're in the middle of your life, or you're the end of your life, you are here to sparkle and not shrink yourself from life, but to sparkle, to shine, to be in that divinity, because it's never too late. It's never too late. If you've had 99 years of Ebenezer Scrooge mentality here on planet Earth, and you spend your last day on Earth where you decide, I want to take care of the tiny Tims of the world. I don't want to wait for the ghost of Christmas past to speak to me on the other side to tell me, like, what a life that I've wasted in selfishness and miserliness. I don't want to have to reincarnate and do this all over again and be born and having to go through all the lessons again. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, I don't want to have my legacy or lack of legacy thereof or a combination of this, right? So it's never too late. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, regardless of whatever has happened, regardless of who you've been, how wonderful you've been, or how not so wonderful you've been. We all have a chance. We all can seek atonement. We all can seek self-atonement. Forgive ourselves. If we blame ourselves for something, we can forgive ourselves. We can really work through it and really take our time, but forgive ourselves. Because most of the time, there are times where we believe the crimes of our soul is so unforgivable, but when we really break it down, wow, my goodness, we're human. And things that we perceive, things that we amplify, there's a lot of misinterpretation here in the world. And so it is the third dimension. There's a lot of discord and chaos, like I always say. And also, too, this is a good time to bring up that if you, when you help yourself, you help others, and your efforts truly have helped to enlighten someone else, you're returning back to sender also. That when you volunteer, when you help someone, when you help an animal, God's memory, the universe has a memory, the blueprint has a memory. And so when you care for those, and when you also care for yourself, this is the big key. When you truly care for yourself, and you are honoring that self-love, that self-worthiness, that self-care, and you are able to be tender to yourself, be tender with yourself. It's a lot going on out there. You have the right to love yourself, to receive self-nurturing, self-compassion, self-empowerment. Your worthy patterns can transcend anything that has held you back, kept you in the dark. And you can literally be the hand and feet and eyes of God here on planet Earth. You can be a vessel for God here on planet Earth. You can be like Buddha here on planet Earth. You can be like a saint here on planet Earth. You can be like an angel here on planet Earth for whatever causes align for you. But be one thing for yourself. Is be an angel for yourself at the same time. Because here, the common destruction truly it lies with when you give to everyone else, and then you don't give to yourself. You need to know that you can make time for yourself, give yourself back that love, and that you can still give to others at the same time, and you can be even more effective with others. And so we hear in the airplane that put the oxygen mask on first before you put on a child, yeah, or an elderly or your neighbor. Absolutely. But let yourself have that awareness that you are a messenger, you are a student, you are a teacher. And when you make contributions to the world, and it's in the spirit of kindness and the spirit of gratitude, and the spirit beholden of peace and love that comes before all else. Love before beauty. Love is a superpower. You share the love of God with the world. You share the love of the cosmic universe with the world. And it is a truly wonderful feeling. And you're raising up because when you're a soldier of Christ, if you're a soldier of peace, if you're a soldier of the Prince of Peace, let's say, you're a soldier for the goodness of the world. Whatever walk of life you are, but when you're a soldier of peace and the principalities above all align with you, and then you mitigate the dark forces, you are outshining. And light always outshines the darkness, but the light must illuminate. Always. Light must always illuminate when the forces of darkness pervade. And when that light shines on, that sun is sanitizing. The sun is sanitizing. So we sanitize with light, sunlight sanitizes. But we see what's revealed, what's been long hidden, what's been literally suppressed. And we have been forced to swallow our feelings or to, through past lives, through this life. If you don't believe in past lives, that's fine. I'm just speaking of memories that we hold epigenetically in our DNA, where we have been crucified, persecuted, we have been chastised, we have been abused. But here in the now, we rise up, we alchemize, we pray for those. We can pray for our enemies, yes, but we bless all those around us. We bless ourselves, we bless those around us, even those, because when you bless someone, let's say that it's a neighbor who is difficult and you don't agree, right? You bless that person silently. There's an alchemical change and shift that occurs, and the metamorphosis begins because you are choosing, and I'm not saying to be, to subject yourself or to be a, to not be assertive and not have healthy boundaries. This is a separate thing altogether. This is where, from the safety of your mind's construct, the safety of your heart and your soul's construct, that you bless those that give you the most contention. You bless those that give you the most discord. You bless those that cause you the most inner conflict. You bless them because you are not going to drain yourself. When you implore and invoke blessing, you implore the blessings to share, even to the enemies, to the foes, to the frenemies. The frenemies are the most worst, where they pretend to be your friend. And they are wearing a mask. But hence the term, I guess, when you keep your enemies closer, and these people see you as an enemy as well. So you have to really look around and just keep your vibration raised with God, with Buddha, with your angels, with your spirit guides, with the universe, with yourself. Now you have control and custody of your mind at all times. And if we have a falter at times, that's fine because we all fall down sometimes. But what matters most is we rise up and look like Donald Trump, Teflon, just empowering, just magnificent, the miracle. And that we have miracles all around us all the time. We have good, kind people that do the unthinkable. And the miracle of saving animals, saving humans, just people who work so hard to make this world a better place. And you are also working so hard to make this world a better place through one action. And those actions are exponential in the trajectory. And so before we close today, I wanted to just make sure that I addressed a few things planetary wise, and all of you are aware of the Lionsgate portal. And August 8th, 2024, it's every August 8th is quite big, right? There's a lot of buzz that occurs. And so if you go into, let's just go into what Lionsgate truly means and how long it lasts. So Lionsgate portal is still open. It's open until the 12th of August, give or take. And honestly, who really truly knows, because there's so much frequency that is so bright right now. As much of all the darkness I was speaking of, the brightness is gargantuan. And so we have, the Lionsgate portal, and that is literally astrologically perceived as where we have the sun in Leo, and the Leo is the lion, beautiful lion. And then we have the star Sirius that's aligned with that, and Sirius is the brightest star that we can see from planet Earth. And then also Orion's Belt, think of the beautiful pyramids and that Sphinx. Oh my God, beautiful, right? But we think of the constellation Orion's Belt and the Earth, and so it is part of the portal. So if you can just visualize all that and look this up yourself, you probably already know this, but it commenced on July 28th. The portal's open. So what does this entail for us? And then of course I'll get into 888, because 888, technically 888 is an angelic number, a spiritual number of divinity and empowerment. And there is abundance, prosperity, financial success, spiritual success, fulfillment of all aspects. And so we have that spiritual fulfillment, right? And let's go into what transcends in the material realm. Okay. So if you go into the notion of, okay, let's say there's tangible wealth and spiritual wealth, right? So you can have billions of dollars here, trillions of dollars, but you might not be happy. And one could say, well, you have everything but happiness, right? And I would recommend for everyone, there's a beautiful movie. I mean, I've spoken about this like a year ago, but The Dream Seller, I believe it's a beautiful Brazilian film. It's in Portuguese, so if you know Portuguese, perfect, but there's English subtitles, and regardless of what your background is, there's always subtitles, but it's a beautiful movie. I recommend everyone to see that at some time. But when you go into the place of what goes beyond earthly wealth, and that's the spiritual wealth, that is the spiritual aspect of all that is divine, of all that is kindness, of all that is in the soul's inherent kingdom inheritance. So when you inherit the kingdom of heaven within you, you are essentially a trillionaire, right? But when we go into 888, it's all about the transference, it's all about the alignment. And so, of course, it's in a perfect congruency with the Lionsgate portal. That's all part of the dynamic. Now, what's especially interesting right now is that during the Lion's portal, it's an amplification of a time for transformation, a real time for confidence, empowerment, letting go of the old, shedding the old, reinvigorating the self for the new, right? It's a transference of your own inner power, right? Well, now what makes this one even more so unique is that we are in essentially four retrogrades right now. So we are in, of course, Mercury retrograde. We are in Saturn retrograde. In the planetary retrogrades, there's so much that I can get into, and I'll talk more about that on the next show. But we have Pluto, Neptune, and also Chiron. Even though it's not a planet, it's in retrograde also. Chiron is the wounded healer. So many of you are feeling the path. So that could make sense. But, when Mercury retrograde occurs, we have a lot of, technical disruptions. We have communication disruptions. We have people from the past coming through. We also have issues from the past coming. And it's also time to redo, revisit, and re enliven the self. So it's not always bad. There's goodness also. But it's a wonderful time, though, to truly clean up your own house, clean up your own places of your spirit, mind, heart. Wow, what would I like to receive? What would I like to invest into myself during this particular multi-retrograde Lionsgate all at the same time? Because when we have all of, I would say, let's say Mercury's a messenger planet, communication, but the time is self-love, self-inner dialogue. So if we pronounce with our inner dialogue self-love, self-empowerment in this time, during this, the remainder of Lionsgate, and all through the rest of August and also the coming months, the inner dialogue of self-love to supersede and empower yourself through the dark times, the biblical times, where while Satan's time is here, God's hand is coming through always, and that we have faith in ourselves, faith in a higher power, faith in God, faith in your angels, faith in the spirit guides, faith in your ancestors' protection. And above all else, do good, be good, and be that light, be that beacon, and sparkle and shine for yourself and everything else here on planet Earth. Rise against the darkness. And so I wanted to just thank you all today for your participation, for your presence here with me. And those of you that subscribe, thank you so much for your subscription to my show. And it's a pleasure to be here with you. This has been your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show. And I will see you again in 2 weeks' time. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you. Bye.